Hey, it's Tanya.
And it's Janine.
And this is Oust Now, and we are officially back.
Yes.
Yes, we are. We are here with an update about what's going to come for Oust and, you know, what's been going on, because it's been a while since we've had an episode out, and we didn't want to just go in and just start launching new episodes without giving you a recap of what's been happening, and then, of course, talk about what's coming. So I realized that when we initially launched this podcast, we missed a very important part. Maybe I just forgot, but did we ever talk about what Oust Now means? What does actually Oust mean? Did we ever talk about that?
I really do not believe we ever talked about what Oust stands for. And now that you say it, in my mind, I'm thinking, that kind of would have been smart like years ago. I think you could have just left that there, but okay.
I was like, wait a minute. Did we forget something? Yep.
That sounds about right.
Well, you know, sometimes we fly by the seat of our pants and we just roll with it. And that's okay. But thank you, listeners, who listened to our first season. And thank you for giving us a second to kind of back up a little bit and really talk about what Oust means. So for a full definition, like Oust, the dictionary version of that, Oust means to drive out or expel someone or something from a position or place. So for us, we felt like it was, since we're talking about life, right? Life shit, not just bullshit. We're talking about life.
What's really happening.
Like real stuff. We thought it'd be kind of cool to oust it. So expel it. Talk about that shit. That's where the word oust comes from. And then, of course, now is now. So let's let this shit out now. So, yeah, that's a little...
At least that. Let it go.
That's where it comes from. We're so sorry. Like, I don't know how we missed this in the beginning stages of releasing the podcast. But thank you, y'all, for bearing with us. But... Janine thought of a really great idea as we were talking about our, you know, how we want to proceed and how we want to go forward. So can you please talk a little bit about this wonderful idea that you came up with that really is kind of flourishing from, like, and it's flourishing from this particular thing that you said you wanted to do and expanding into other things to make it more interactive, or the listening experience more interactive. So you want to go for it?
So, yeah, I thought it would be a really good idea to get our audience really engaged and give them the opportunity to vote on what our first podcast topic is going to be about. And so we're going to give them some options to choose from and then take a vote. And then whoever wins, wins. And it's just a way to kind of get more interactive, get everybody included, get more engagement, you know, that type thing.
Yep. And, you know, this, like, I love the idea so much that it actually hit, it's kind of expanded. And when I say expanded is we really want that to be more, we want to hear more from you because you're our listeners. We want to hear what you have to say. So yes, we're starting off, we're going to hit the ground running with the poll. So you guys just kind of keep an eye out for that, because even though we're in the process of recording our episodes, we will record that episode special and let that be the very first episode of the season.
Right.
And we're going to be doing more polls in general, asking your opinions on some of the topics that we're talking about. And we're also on our social media, we're going to have more posts that, you know, if you guys are asking for advice or if you want to hear about something specific, we're going to have specific posts that speak to that. So that we could just post on it and then, you know, we will actually either develop a whole episode based on that one topic, or we'll have a whole episode based on the multiple topics that we receive on some of those social media posts. And then, of course, hey, you have an idea, you don't want to put it on social media, send us a DM. Or you can always email us. So we do want to make it more interactive in that sense. Of course, we already have our topic list already. It's existing. But we think this would be a great opportunity for us to be better podcasters for you, our listeners. So that's what's coming. That's what's coming. But, you know, since it's been a while since we've actually launched some episodes, we thought it'd be nice to kind of give you a recap what's been happening in our world. We won't go too deep into it because some of this stuff is going to come out in the episodes that are coming, in the full episodes. But we're just kind of going to give you a Cliff Notes version of what's been happening since we last posted an episode. Janine, are you ready for that part?
I think I'm ready. I changed careers. I changed jobs. You know, after Corona.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we were recording, I don't know, I think we were recording still during Corona.
Yes.
That took a lot out of everybody.
It did.
Yeah.
It definitely caused me to have to regroup and try something a little different, because my, you know, what I was doing before, I had been doing that for like 10 years. And so it was a change. I really did enjoy what I did, but you know, hey, you know, things happen. You have to go with the flow and keep it pushing. And sometimes change is really, really good. And it worked out. I thank God it did work out.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely happened. A little bit of a career change, kind of what I was doing, just a little different. And I love what I do now as well. So I
let me just say, I know you're not really saying what you do because you can't really say what you do.
Yeah, I can't. Right. Girl, thank you. Because I was thinking to myself, dang, now how do I do this? Because
it's kind of vague. But
I can't really say, you know, I can't put it out there like that, because, you know, I can tell you what I do, but then, you know, I got to eliminate you afterwards.
Right. I was like, wait, I know this sounds vague, but there's a reason.
Right. I was like, well, what you do?
See, what happened was.
Right. I just can't say who I work for. And I got to keep my day job.
So. Right. I hear that.
So thank you for throwing that in there, because I was so confused as how I was going to, you know, but thank you. You really made that easy for me. You was right in there with it. I was engaged. I know last time that we were doing some recordings and we was working on it during COVID, I was engaged. I'm no longer engaged, and I'm not even upset about it. I'm in a good place. I'm dating. I'm open, you know, to whatever happens, you know, with that. And we also, when we was recording previously, we talked about the issue or the custody stuff that I was going through in court. And nobody ever wins with stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, it's unfortunate. But I did. I have sole custody, and that situation is resolved and behind me. And like I said, no one really wins. And I don't want to go into depth with it, because we're definitely going to talk about that in a later episode. But that's pretty much what's different with me. Everything is pretty, I'm in a good space. I'm good. Like, I really am. I'm in a good space.
I'm happy to hear that. And I know our listeners will be. Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of years for sure. COVID, you know, because we were last recording during COVID, and just for everybody, I know this wasn't just for us. I know it took a lot out of our daily lives because we were homeschooling. Oh my God, we were homeschooling and trying to record.
Yes.
That was, let me just, I'm just gonna say it, that was a shit show.
Oh my God. Yo.
I'm
Look.
so happy that, ugh.
It's behind us, but I can't, if
Yeah.
I'm being like 100% honest, that whole homeschooling thing, even though it had some really kind of like difficult moments, I mean
I think you're
difficult.
putting it kindly. Yeah.
Listen, I know by the end of it, I had a whole new respect for what these teachers do, hands down.
Dude, okay, we should make
I
that a
don't know how
topic.
you do it.
Okay, we need to make that a topic. We need to
We
make that a
do.
topic.
Absolutely.
Okay, we need to talk about that.
But
Yep.
I found it. Oh, go ahead. I'm
No,
sorry.
no, no. I'm just saying, okay, we gotta shelf that one because we have to make sure we talk about teachers and how undervalued and underappreciated they are.
Oh yes,
Yep.
absolutely.
Okay.
Please, please. After that, like, oh wow, yo, I look at teachers now and I'm like, oh, thank you. You're my hero. Hey, take an apple to school today. I'm so
They
for real.
probably taking little nips of something.
What else you need, ma'am? What bill you need paid? I'm just saying, like. But yeah, I definitely, but the part that I enjoyed was the hands-on. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Was it hard? Was it trying? Yeah, it was all of those things, but I knew exactly what my kids were doing. I knew exactly where they were at, and I knew where they wasn't doing well. And usually when they're in school, you're going off of those reports. But when you're in it and you're seeing it, it makes it a little easier to help them because, oh, okay, I can actually see it. Like, I actually came up with ideas at home to try to improve, especially when I saw where they was kind of really having a hard time.
Yeah, it was
You know,
easier to see those it was easier to see those pain points
it
because
really was.
you're there. But boy, am I happy these kids are back in school.
Girl, you have no idea. I couldn't look, I couldn't wait. That look, they had their clothes ready, they had their bags packed, their lunch packed. Look, hey, what else you need?
Though we're now on summer break.
Like,
So
I love you. I love you. I swear I love you, but oh, I'm so ready for you to go. I'm so ready for you to go to this school. It don't make no sense.
yeah, I know. And but now we're so what? It's been 2 years they've been back in school regular, right? So back to school in person regular. It's been such a great relief, I would say, because I don't know if you felt this way, but I felt like, I never wanted to be a teacher, even though I made the choice. And yes, like I know my youngest, he can read, and I know it has everything to do with what we did at home. But I wasn't cut out to be that was not that's not me. I don't know how they did it back in the day. I know how they did it, right? Everyone learned how to read. You read the family Bible. That's how you learn how to read before schools
Girl.
existed.
Oh,
But
and
thank God for school.
that was before they was talking about sticking people in corners. And so I
Right.
can imagine.
Right. Oh, man.
Wow, you can sit down, boo. You can sit down.
Just saying. Let's see. So, okay, so it's been what, 2 years since we've launched an episode. So we apologize to y'all about that. But a lot's been going on during that time frame on both of our accounts. And sometimes, when life happens, life happens. Some of the things that let me see, I'm gonna try to give y'all the Cliff Notes version. So yeah, so I don't know. Did I ever talk about what I did for a living? I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember if I did, but so I'm in real estate, and during this time period since we've last recorded, I started to do better in real estate. And last year I had like the, I'm going to say the best year that I've had while doing real estate, going into this year, and it was a complete dud. So whew, it's been a little bit tough for me. I know that's not true for all real estate agents, but that's just how it's been for me, and that's okay. So that's kind of where I am career-wise. And I'm actually in class. I'm taking classes to pursue something on top of real estate, or not in addition, because they don't interconnect. But there's something new that I'm learning, and I don't want to talk about it just yet, but I'm currently taking classes for that, and it's pretty intense. So that's kind of where I am in my career. That's what shifted for me. Let's see. I've had some, you know, some personal pain points. And because I've been, you know, last year was actually really tough because I found myself feeling like I needed to set some boundaries. That's actually going to be an episode, a topic on one of our later episodes. So feeling like I have to set some boundaries and hold folks accountable. I mean, like everybody, myself, of course. Right. I hold myself accountable all the time. But I found that
I feel like you hold yourself more accountable than you do other people.
Yeah, sure. I'll own it. And then what ends up happening is what? I will hold myself accountable from, you know, to the 10th power, and then everyone else I don't, and then I blow up, right? That's what ends up happening. And then that's when it gets not so pretty. So then I think I'm pretty easy going until you piss me off, and then you piss me off, and then it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I'm pretty easygoing. But once you piss me off, and you piss me off to a level where it's kind of like, I think you're either intentionally ignoring my wishes or intentionally trying to hurt me, then it's like the other time comes out. So it's like, I don't know. The angel wings and the devil wings come out. I don't know how you would phrase it. If that's how you want to put it, that's the best way I can say at this moment. But I have found myself feeling like I have to set some boundaries, hold folks accountable for either inaction, because that's a thing, or what their actions were. And, you know, deciding what I'm going to accept and what I'm not going to accept. And then also kind of saying to myself, you know, I deserve respect from everybody in my life, everybody.
Right.
And no matter the place, you know, so that was really hard. And then, of course, there's fallout when it comes to that. But I think what I've learned is, you know, sometimes that's hard, but are you going to be better for yourself? Sometimes it's hard for people to understand that.
Right.
But sometimes you have to, otherwise you're not being true to who you are. You're just pacifying or pleasing everybody else. And then you're kind of doing yourself a disservice in the process. So, right. Yeah.
And it can be unhealthy.
Oh, yeah.
It can be very unhealthy.
Yeah. Thank God for therapy, though.
I mean, and that definitely has to come in there with one of them episodes, because I swear.
Oh, no, like, we have it on the topic, Liz.
Okay.
It's there.
Okay.
It's there.
Like, you know, so, some people, like, they feel it's like such a stigma on it, but it's no reason for it.
Oh.
It's no reason at all for it to be a stigma. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
There isn't. And there's a special stigma when it comes to people of color. Just putting it out there.
Yes, it's true. It's
people of color. Like, even my therapist says that he's you know, he's a person of color and he's a male, which I never would have thought I would have done. But, you know, that's something that even he has kind of spoke to. He said, like, you know, there's a stigma when it comes to this, but, you know, just think how stronger you come out on the other side. And just, you know, again, well that'll be another topic, but I like, even I can see the difference in certain things, like for myself. So yes, we'll get into that.
I was gonna tell you that I really kind of wanted to just congratulate you on your journey with going to school, and I really see your focus And you and my daughter, recently graduating from college, y'all have really inspired me, and I appreciate you guys so
Oh.
much. Yes, completely.
Okay. We'll have
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Good. Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really proud of, proud of you, proud of her. And I thank y'all. I really do.
Well, sometimes the best inspiration is right from your peoples, your family,
It's
and your
true.
friends. I get a sister friends.
Right? See, I had a couple of those too.
I got a sister friend. She's my friend, but she's my sister. We're sister friends.
Okay.
So, guys, that's kind of this is our recap episode. We just wanted to kind of recap, what's been happening since it's been a while since we've posted an episode, and then also what's to come. So we are really going to look to you guys for your engagement. Like, we want to hear what you have to say. Of course, we want your feedback. Like, we want feedback. So if there's anything you feel like we can be doing better, throw it out there. We're open to it. Just be gentle. Just be gentle with
Right, take it easy.
it. Take it easy on us. We've been rusty.
Look, I was listening to some of them other episodes and I was like, Janine.
You're like, But listen, first of all, we are our own wor wait, what's that saying? We are our own worst critics. So don't think of it that way. All right. Just be gentle with yourself is what all I'm trying to say.
Right. We appreciate feedback. Feedback is such a good thing. It lets us know where to go, where not to go. And definitely what everybody else wants to hear, how to keep everybody involved and enjoying and continuing to tune in, because we want y'all to tune in. We love it. We appreciate you guys so very much.
Yes, and we've been kind of like Janine said, we've been kind of looking at some of the past episodes and looking at some of the topics that were, I guess, the most listened to. So, we are going to try to explore more topics like that. Like that our highest listening episode was a question on racism. This had the highest plays. So we do like we want to talk about things that interest you. Of course, what interests us, but we want y'all to be active participants in our podcast because we appreciate y'all. Yeah, we want to thank you guys for your patience. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for staying our loyal listeners, loyal followers on our social media.
Yes.
And we hope that you continue to be those loyal listeners and followers. And thank you so much. Thank you for listening. I hope you're looking forward to the new episodes that we're going to have coming, in the works. Stay tuned for those for that poll. It's very important because we do want, even though we're recording already, we want to get that episode in as the very first episode of the season so we can basically launch that interactive experience with us now. And thank you. That's it. That's all I got.
Absolutely. Like I'm so excited. I'm excited to be back, especially considering how long it's been. So yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm excited to be back. I can't wait to see, how we grow, because that's what we're gonna do. I'm claiming it. We're gonna grow, and we're gonna need everybody. We're gonna need our listeners to really help us be able to do that. So we thank you, and we're back. We're here for it. We're ready. We're ready for
Get
it.
ready,
Get
get
ready.
ready, get ready.
Like it or not. Here
Oh
we
my
go.
gosh. Oh, thank you guys. All right, stay tuned.
All right.